This is the Internet Report, where we uncover what's working and what's breaking on the internet and why. So last week was a pretty interesting one. Most of the big news came in on Friday related to TikTok and WeChat and a pretty sweeping and last minute order that came in relation to those two applications. And we'll cover that in a second. But just to do kind of a quick rundown of some of the major outages last week, we had both a significant application outage as well as a significant network outage.
Right. And the application outage was Instagram this week or last week, I think around September 17th. It was an outage that came in the morning, so around like 11:10, I believe, PDT, lasted for about 30 minutes. And yep. Specifically was 502 errors that, you know, we were picking up on, which indicates that it was probably a backend issue, from the CDN edge servers to the origin.
Yeah, that's right. So we could see that the network paths to Instagram, which is owned by Facebook and so is hosted on their servers, that looked clear, and there wasn't any like significant packet loss or any kind of network degradation. And we were getting server errors, and these server errors, as you mentioned, typically indicate that a backend service is not available. And then Facebook later came out with a statement saying this was an issue that was due to a network configuration error. And so, you know, that kind of matches with, you know, the inability of the edge servers to reach, connect them. Yeah, exactly.
So when I think like it's nice you mentioned that, because the distinction between network issues reaching up to the edge versus network issues from the edge to the origin. So what we noticed was there's no issues reaching to the edge. Makes sense.
And then the other one was fairly widespread and big. And this was an Amazon or an AWS issue with basically an outage on their backbone. Mm-hmm. A lot of the interfaces that were impacted were in, for example, Columbus, Ohio. But also had a broader impact. So we're talking like 100 interfaces.
And this
outage,
it lasted for about 30 minutes. So that was pretty significant, from an outage perspective, especially given it's AWS.
Right.
So I think that was earlier in the week, though. I think it was September 14th or something that we saw this outage.
That's right. Yeah. And didn't really hear much about it. Probably, you know, some folks trying to connect to their compute servers might have had an issue. But if you were impacted by it, let us know. So the other really major big news happened, as these things apparently do, recently on Friday. We saw that there was basically an order that came down that covered both WeChat and TikTok, even though the timelines for these were very different. So the order that was impacting WeChat was very broad. So it included the presence of their application within mobile app stores, as well as their ability to leverage third-party providers who are US-based, including transit providers, CDN providers, and others. And it was basically like had to be implemented by Sunday, which is just crazy. But we'll talk a little bit about kind of why that may not have mattered all that much.
TikTok had a little bit more extension, they were kind of the same set of rules. The only thing that applied to TikTok by Sunday was the app store provisioning that wouldn't be available on an app store. And I must confess, I did go try to download TikTok last night just to see what I'm going to see, you know, kind of witness this morning. And then it turns out that the ban's been kind of delayed and pushed out by a week now.
Yeah, that's right. And they had a little bit longer to kind of tie things off, like November 12th. And then, of course, we heard over the weekend there was some news around potentially having a deal reached with Oracle. And then,
Mart,
as you mentioned, like yesterday, there was a court order that effectively extended this ban out a week in terms of like these other service providers. So that was kind of like the news. Now, what's interesting from our standpoint is just how different these two applications are in terms of the kind of services that they use, and how this ban would actually impact them in practicality.
It's two things. One is, okay, are these services architected similarly? And then the second is, irrespective of how they're architected, the dependencies that these services have on, you know, other external providers, can you really kind of suppress that? And how do you actually even suppress that? I mean, if, given the time frame, or not. So I think the first part that we want to cover is to show kind of to you guys what the difference in these services really are. What we're looking at is TikTok right now. So we're looking at, you know, TikTok.com from a bunch of vantage points from the globe, just to see, okay, who is their, you know, CDN provider? How are they actually, like, you know, architected from that perspective? And what comes out very clearly is that TikTok relies on Akamai, at least TikTok.com, right? This is not all of ByteDance's subsidiaries, just TikTok here relies on Akamai.com, which makes sense. You use the CDN provider to, kind of front end your applications and then serve them. Interestingly, WeChat, that's, you know, owned by Tencent, did not really have a CDN provider in play there. So if you kind of look at this a little bit further and, you know, we're on the path here, we're noticing that the WeChat.com, which is essentially the webpage, not the app itself, but the webpage WeChat.com is served by Tencent, and that's located in Hong Kong for a few of these regions. And then it's actually spread out. Actually, this is in Hong Kong too, but you do see other China as well come in here where these, servers are hosted. So I think in terms
That's super interesting because the thing with both ByteDance and Tencent is that they both have a presence in the United States. Like they both have POPs in the US. Tencent has been trying to kind of even make a cloud play. And so they have facilities here in the US, but this particular web app for WeChat is being, or the website is being served from outside of the US versus TikTok, it's being served by Akamai in the US. If you were, and also they use AWS's Route 53 DNS server.
Yeah, I was actually going to bring that up because that's another service provider where you can see a difference with WeChat and TikTok. Like TikTok, you said, is AWS, and it looks like WeChat hosts its name servers outside of the United States.
And uses its own name servers.
Exactly.
But then the interesting thing with TikTok as well, because here we're looking at www.tiktok.com, but if you go to tiktok.com, you will connect to ByteDance's servers in Virginia, and then you get a redirect to Akamai. Wow. So, you know, you are touching their kind of POPs here in the US, and that doesn't seem to be the same the case with Tencent's WeChat.
Now, this just indicates that, you know, because there's been a lot of questions about, like, where is TikTok's data stored and all the privacy aspect of it. What we are seeing here is because it's served by a CDN provider, the edge location, and if it's just TikTok.com, even ByteDance's servers are in the US. The question is, where exactly is the origin that this doesn't answer, you know, that piece of the puzzle just as yet as to where are those origin servers, you know, hosted.
That's right. Also, one interesting thing about the order was that it didn't just cover providers like hosting providers and CDN providers. It also covered transit providers, which I think is interesting because the implications there are kind of unknown. So, for example, if we take WeChat, they're hosted outside of the US, or at least it seems like that particular service that they have, Tencent is serving outside of the US. Now, if their transit providers that are connected to their data center are US-based, but they're peering with them outside of the US, are they still covered by this ban? That's not really clear. And if you're, for example, a broadband provider, you know, and I'm trying to connect to WeChat, you know, the broadband provider is going to potentially just send the traffic along, maybe peer with Tencent's transit provider, and then, you know, you can connect to WeChat. So it seems like that would still be able to happen without violating the ban. But again, there's just a lot of unknowns because there was so little detail associated with this. So I think there's still some questions about what this actually means.
Right. And how exactly would they implement this, right? I don't expect us to hear from the Department of Commerce in terms of how it's implemented. But if, you know, one of you guys listening to the podcast are kind of, you know, even in the sphere of like thinking about doing this and you're seeing pressure, you know, it would be great for us to understand how exactly this might get implemented throughout, right? Because this right. obviously something of this scale has not been executed in the United States just as yet.
Right, right. And if we're talking about like blocking, you know, prefixes or stuff like that, I mean, that would just be, at least within the US, just completely unprecedented. And even if it's theoretically possible, it's just really not clear, like from a practicality standpoint, how that would happen. I mean, there's just thousands of service providers in the US.
And how do you do that within a week?
Right. I mean, right. And it's not clear if that needs to be done, if that's even covered by this. So, you know, again, there's just a lot of technical detail that just hasn't been defined. And so it kind of seems like this is just a mess that's going to kind of play itself out.
Right, right. And even if, you know, one of the things that we've been, that just come through in terms of this upcoming deal with Oracle is they would actually move some of the servers into Oracle Cloud. And it would just be interesting from an architecture and performance impact perspective, you know, for us to keep track of that.
Yeah.
And removing Tencent, removing, you know, WeChat, it would make for a good cloud migration story to see, you know, how exactly does performance change or not. And maybe over time we can follow that and bring that back to you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's our show this week. So again, subscribe to the show. And if you do, send us an email at internetreport@thousandeyes.com. Give us your address and t-shirt size, and we'll send you a t-shirt as a thank you for subscribing to the show. As always, you know, again, read the blog, follow us, and see some of the different episodes we've had on YouTube. Until next time.
Yeah, take care, Steve.